negligence, I mean, Morton negligence, it's the maximum negligence that one could conceive. All right, yes?
Were there shielding the fruits from their grandparents? I understand, but
where
do we see from
Rabbeinu Peretz the two halachos? Because we see Rabbeinu Peretz says that the reason is that Rabbeinu Peretz agrees in the Shita Darosh and the Rif that if a person prostrates himself in the street and then another person trips over him, he's chayav misabeya, not ramaz. And let's say he doesn't have to pay for the glasses because the kibbeya is pot rankir. So the kashi is, Rabbeinu Peretz is the kashi. Why is that different than the case where Reuven walks in the street and then he stops and then Shimon bumps into him, so Reuven is chayav even for kibbeya. So he says, Rabbeinu Peretz, over there, if Reuven would die, could he be the cause of that bumping by Shimon into him? He has to be a living person. So Maile is not hired as a bear. Mashen King was the cause of the damage, the injury, was the fact that he lay down in his feet and Shimon tripped away. Even if he had died, the same injury and damage could have happened. So in other words, it's not, there is no, he doesn't have to exist as a living being in order to be the cause of the damage. So it's like, so even if he happened to be living, he's a living stone. He's a living stone. Because the way it happened, it didn't have to be living. He could have been dead too. But in the case, it wasn't necessary for me to mention the Rabbeinu Peretz. But I only mentioned Rabbeinu Peretz. Maybe one would say that the reason is why in the case of Huzak Israel, because there is a Maise, because after all he stopped, he didn't have to stop. So if that is the reason, then in the case where he lay down, trusting his asleep, he should also be chayev. And there the Rif and the Rosh say Rabbeinu Peretz that he's only chayev misabeya. So I mentioned Rabbeinu Peretz that the fact that he stopped, that involved the Maise, but that's not the reason as to why he's nechayev. He's nechayev misabeya because in the chayev misabeya it's not limited to his. It manifests itself in the case of Huzak also. Huzak cannot be based upon the Maisa's. Huzak is passive. As a matter of fact, I once mentioned from my father's Zachonim, and my father liked it. The first Reb Chaim on Yorgo Yaver. So Reb Chaim says, Teisves mentions a raya that Ligabi the Niveles, we don't say Yorgo Yaver. Why? Because how do you know? By Arayas, is Yorgo Yaver, Ritzi Hekesh, from Ritziche. How do we know by Ritziche is Yorgo Yaver? Because the Svor of my Chosis, so the Svor of my Chosis is only Shayach. The Svor of my Chosis is only Shayach. If the Anos tells the Jew, tells Reuven, you kill Shimon. If you don't kill Shimon, I'll kill you. So then we say, my chosi is the domi chavas mitfei. But suppose the Anos tells Reuven, listen, I am going to pick you up and I'll throw you upon a baby and then the baby will get killed. And if you resist, I'm going to kill you. So then he's not mechuyev to resist. He knows if he stops, if he starts resisting, being used as a stone on the baby, so then he'll be down as will kill it. Because then we say my horse is the other way. Why is the baby's life more precious than my life? If the Anos tells him to kill, So the Machozis is in this direction. But if the Anos doesn't force him to kill, the Anos just forces him to be Shevaltaisi, to be passive. Be silent. Don't act in any way. Just remain standing or sitting like a dummy. That's
I'll
all.
I'll do everything.
I'll do everything. So then the Svar of Machozis is in the other direction. Some mele will learn out by Arayas also that when is there Yorgol Yaveh or the bear, he does the mice. But the Isha, if the Anos wants to force the Isha, and the Isha doesn't have to do anything, she has to remain passive, but she can hit him, push him, so then he'll kill her. So it's not Mechuyeves to do that. Not Mechuyeves to do that. So the question is, against the Rambam, from the Rambam, Chaim assumes that according to Rambam, so Ba'arayas, even the Niveles, is Mechuyeves to Mitzvah Nefesh. But Jesus mentions it with Rayas, since the whole reason is why Ba'arayas. It's Yehoi Yaveh, because we learn out from Ritziche, so it has to be Dumyed Ritziche. But Ritziche is Yehoi Yaveh only when he's active, not when he's passive. So Ba'arayas, there should be a din of Yorgo Yaveh only when the one who is able, aware of Arayas, is active. There's the Baal, but in Nefelis is best. So as Abraham says, no, there's a difference. By Arayas, even though the Nefelis is passive, but Vinichusu Amfoshis Oisis, so she's Mechuyeves just like the Baal. Hanoi Achshavikamais, whatever. So it's a Mais Avera, Mashein Kein, even without Yorgoy Avera. If suppose an Anos will pick up a Jew and he'll throw him on a Tinik and he can fight it back, but he doesn't do it. Will he be Chayiv Misa? He won't be Chayiv Misa. He's only a stone. Who does the Mais Avera? If an Anos will take me, Chas V'Sholem, and throw me up on a Tinik, and the Tinik will get killed, I'll be chayiv misa. The Anos will be chayiv misa. I'm used as a stone. Of course, I'm not allowed to do it. I behave on the summit of Amriacho. But I'm not even maybe. I don't do my shalitzicha. I'm only a stone. So I said, but a grome I would be. Inuch nami. Chayiv misa is best. There wouldn't be. But suppose an Anos would take me, would tell me, listen, I'm picking you up, and don't move, act like a dummy, and I'll throw you on a tinnik. And if you fight me back, I'll be very angry at you. You won't say you'll kill me. So of course, I'm a chuyif to fight back. And then, I won't fight back. I won't be chayiv Mrs. Best, because only Ritzicha B'Yodai, he has not Ritzicha B'Yodai, I'm a stone, but I'll be Chayiv Misa B'Yishamai, Misa Adkom, so you can be a Gerim passive way too. Yeah, Reb Chaim is right, I'm a stone, but if a living person allows himself to be used as a stone, so it's a Grom of Ritzicha. But not my father liked it, so. I mean, in other words, because that's the kashi against Teisves. How does Teisves mention that? After all, in a dame, there's no analogy between Arayas and Tzicha. My father liked what I said. In other words, because Yehovah Yavah is not only on Tzicha B'Yadayim, even on Tzicha B'Grome is Yehovah Yavah. Suppose an Anos will force a Jew, or even a Goy, I mean, because by Beneach is also a Yorgol Yaveh Mishum Rakses Lava Poshu. The Ramban says it in the Ramban and the Balamoye say it in Sanhedrin. It's a Beneach in Misuvah Kish Hashem, but Ligabi Yerzicha.
Ramban,
Mulchamis. In the Balamoye and Sanhedrin. So, but in so far as the Tzicha is concerned, so it's based upon this story, it applies to Beneach just as it applies to Israel. Suppose an Anos will force a person to be mishase his kelev against another person. If not, he'll kill. So he has to let himself be killed, even though he will not be chayav mise if he incites a kelev against the person. Because there is a misal we seal sochan gometu, some melee in a passive way, gome it is, but divine it isn't, and still by odma mazik, there is a chiyuv misaguna mazik, so it's a raya, it's not on the basis of the maizayas, it's on the basis of odom shmiras gufi olafu. So just as a person is chayev when he fails to exercise care over his behemeh, even though he didn't do anything, he was just negligent. So when a person is the cause of damage, of injury, because he failed to exercise shmire over his guf, over his keyak, he's also chayev. Now, this is the shita of the river. Then, the shita of the Ramban is, and now let's see the Loshna Rambam. Ramban, then we'll see the Loshna Rambam. The Ramban is chilek, explicit chilek on the rib. He says that since the Gemara says that Chof Zayin Burkame Nofal min agag beruach shen metzio poter is chayev benezek potam dalet vorim, but chayev benezek, chayev benezek. So ruach shen metzio has reference, please, ruach shen metzio has reference even to the ruach soro shel Elio, that was certainly on his gomo. It's not something that anyone had the control. So even the Ruach Soro Shel Elio, because he says stop working. Soro Shel Elio, that was an honest gomor. No one was negligent in that Ruach Soro Shel Elio. So we see that Odom Mued Leilom, there is no ptur of honest, even honest gomor. So then yes, how about the Yerushalmi? How about the Yerushalmi? How about the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says, that if Reuven lay down in bed, and then Shimon, after Reuven is asleep, put his kelim, then Reuven stretched out his feet, so he's part of the pay. Why is he part? Amos Gomor is also high. So he says there the reason is because the Nizek is the Peshea. It's his fault. The Nishimen shouldn't have put his...
Machlek is the Bavli against Yerushalmi.
No, there is no Machlek.
He says Yoshin is also Chayav.
Yoshin, so the Yerushalmi modifies it. If Reuven lay down on the bed after Shimon put his kelim there.
Oh,
then there is an element of negligence. He shouldn't have laid down on the bed.
But he put it
right on. So
and then they put the kelim.
Yes, so then he's potter. So Teisa says because he's an honest gomo. But Ramban in Bamitzie, Nasir Saumi, Hosom mishum disheni pasha batzmi. You know, we have a concept in law today, you know, contributory negligence in a car accident. So if the driver was negligent, but the one who got into an accident was also guilty of contributory negligence, so then the driver doesn't have to pay. The halacha is not like that. If the driver is negligent, so even though the pedestrian was guilty of contributory negligence, he crossed the street, you know, when he wasn't supposed to cross, so then the driver is chayev. But suppose the driver is not negligent. This is how the Ramban explains the Yerushalmi, because if the Drei here, the one who lay down to sleep, he was not negligent altogether. What kind of negligence was he guilty of? He lay down on the bed, then Shimon came and put his kelim. So Onus Gomor is Chayev. If the Nizek is not guilty of any pshia, but here the Nizek, the Mazik, was not negligent. And the Nizek was negligent, so Mele is Potter. Because Mipnei Sha'Nizek Peshia. And the Rambam's Loshon is also like that. The Rambam says, in Perek Aleph, Hilchas Chivu Mazik, Chivu Mazik, Halach Yud Aleph, Odo Moed Leilom, Ben Sheyeg, Ben Mezid, Ben Eir, Ben Yoshein, Ben Shika, Im Chova B'Chaveri, El Yizik Mom Chaveri, Mishalein, Min Ayofi Shem Chosof. Bame Dvorim Amurim, Shayoshen Chayev Lishalein, Bishnayim Shiyoshnu Keachot, ונספח אחד מהם, והיזיק אס חבר, יקור הביג די, אבל אם דז יושלמי, אבל אם אחד יושן, ובו אחר ושוחד בצידי, זה שבו באחרינו הוא המורד. He is the negligent party. ואם יזיק היושן פוטר, וכן אם יניח כלי בצד היושן בשפרי פוטר, שזה שיניחי הוא המורד שפושר.
ולד
רמב״ם. Then the other Rai, but he mentions two other Rai's. One Rai is from the Rai saying, Asirazum, Hamad Chofius and Mokum Mokis, Vishofer, it was Niska. So Shimachino is Potter, he just has to swear that he wasn't guilty of Shir Mure, but Shimachor is Chay Mishal. So why is he? But the question is, why is it Shimachino Potter? All right. He's not Mechuyev on the score of Shinachinov, let him be Mechuyev on the score of Al Mamazik. So this says, because in his king name is an Onus Gomor. But Ramban says that even an Onus Gomor, even an Onus, ki ein li, ki in Soro Shal Elio, where is the Loshin? No fall min Agag, ברוח שם המציאו, הרי הזכירו סייף אונסים כולם, סייף אונסים means the maximum anus. ברוח שם המציאו אפילו כאיסו של אליהו במשמע. So it's higher. So the question is, why so why does Yerushalmi say that if the Nizek put his kelim, so then the Mazik is potter? So because the Nizek is a peshia, contributory negligence. So Meli is potter, the Mazik is potter. But then how about the Gemore of Shemachinom, Shemavia Mimokim Limokei, Shemavia Mimokim Limokim, so Shemachinom is potter. Why it's not peshia? But let him mechuyev like another person. So the Rivo says, if his ishemer is relieved of the chiyumat, Ramban doesn't say that. But he says, Elo she'ein bi'umen hateh bin lachtei vishumazik. In other words, ish. Amar is a carrier, so he's a numen. So a worker. He's a shamer, all right. But he's a worker. So the Balabais hired him to do a certain loch. So mele, there is no chiv of Odom Amazik beings by a numen. In other words, it is similar like Mesa Machos Locht. I mean, there are Dinian Mises. Like Mesa Machos Melachto. So even a share. Who is chayev on all the ones in the world, but meisa machas melachto is potter. And even if it's meisa machas melachto be a guy, let's say somebody is a shale over a donkey, a chameya, and then he borrowed it in order to widen it. And if he used it on a mountain terrain, so then he's chayev. But if he used it, you know, on even leveled ground, but he died, machmas meloche, so he's potter. because it was Hushalikach.
Something by Tavachasa.
Yeah, Tavacholza, yes. So he says there is by Mavechovius Mimokon Mokin. He's a Numen. He was hired by the Balabais to do that. So how can Mechuyev Misad Mazik Shaloi Bikavone? Of course, if you be a Pesheya, he wasn't hired, you know, to be a Pesheya. Leitikune agartich v'loi la'avuse. I mean, but if he did it be'enes, you can't be Mechayev him Misad Mazik, just as a Sheya is Poter, and Meisa Machmas Lachto. So you could say, Bishleim, if it's Meisa Machmas Lachto by itself, all right. But suppose it's Meisa Machmas Lachto be a die. He rides on the donkey, and then the donkey died because of the riding. And if he wasn't negligent, so he's Potter, because that's what he bowed the donkey for. So here, a new man, if he's mazik beines, and he's not negligent, he's put up because it is just as if he stipulated. If a new man, you know, whenever somebody agrees to do work for the balabais, so it's advised that I shouldn't be responsible for something that ensues from my work as a new man if I'm not negligent. Because it's not like the revolt. It's a different kind of Israel, he says. So the reason Elo Shein Biumen Atea bin Lachte Mishamazik. We saved our king, she's killed Chachomin, Venus, Nizikin, M. Nahal Becheiki, Vuhike, Vomeiron. Vinofam Nagag, the Ruach Shem Mitzio, Harei Iskiru Sofa Onsim Kulom, the Ruach Shem Mitzio Afilu Keiso, Shel Eliyahu Bimashma. Bimashma. And then Lechei Mashomu, and the Yerushalmi, so there are three rays. One is the Yerushalmi. So that the Ramban is there, that Raya, because of contributory negligence by the Nizik. And the Raya from the Mishneh, Hoyo Balkiro Rishin, U Balchovius Achrein, so he also says the same thing. Because if the Balchovius is Achrein, so Mele, that means that he was a Peshel, Balchovius, he just turned in, you know. He turned in when he wasn't supposed to. So the Nizek is the Peshea. So maybe it's not right. Anyway, we have three Shittas. The Shitta of the Ramban is the Shitta of Tisves, and the Ri is the Onus Gomu is Potter. And Onus Gomu means Enes King Navy. The Shitta of the Rivoy is Onus Gomu is Potter. But onus gomo means onus mamish, like the onus of Shemesocho, of my havel mebat. But King Nevi is chayiv, and the reason is why Shemachino is poter, because since the chiyuv is misad on shmiras gufe olafu, and he is mechuyev in shmira neged hezeikel memele, so he's relieved of the chiyuv shmira avodim shmiras gufe olafu. Even the Gabi Hezek Gedein. And then the sheet of the Ramban is that Onus Gomor is also Chayiv. And the reason is why in Yerushalmi he says it's Potter, because the Nizek is guilty of contributory negligence. And the Mishnah of Balchovius and Balkir also, because the Nizek is guilty of contributory negligence. And the reason is why. But the Ramban does not discuss the Raya from Tabor. That he doesn't discuss from Tabor. In other words, that Hoyoli Poroshula, and then that he doesn't discuss. That's a Raya. Poroshula. the niach la'avim mace. So, and they didn't know. So if they slaughter the shech, the poor, so then they only have to pay mashenene, but not mashizik. So Tesis Rai is that Onus Gomu is potter. He is Onus Gomu, but according to the Ramban, that Onus Gomu is chayef, why is it potter? That he doesn't discuss, I don't know. He doesn't mention it. So that's the kash. All right. The three shittes. The shita of the Ri, the Stasis, the shita of the Rivo, and the shita of the Ramban. The shita of the Ri is that Onus Gomor is potter or the Mazik. And what is the level of Onus Gomor if it's Enes came neighbor? So then he's potter. Now the shita of the Rivo is that Onus Gomor is potter, but whereas, according to the Ri, the level of Onus Gomor means Enes King Neve, so according to the Rivo, the level of Onus Gomor is Onus Mamish, like Onus that Shemasochor is potter, of where it was beyond his control, like Nishbar Meisa. But then the Kashi is, how about the Gemore in Asichas Apel in Daf Peveis? Hamave Chovies Mokem Lemokein. So Shema Chinom is Potter, and Shema Sochor has to pay. So the question is, why is Shema Chinom Potter? Alright, Shema Chinom is only Chayev for Pshie Gemore. So Niskal is not Pshie Gemore. So why is Ishma Socha Chayef, so it's not a mamish and anus like Nishbo and Meisa. So it's Chayef because it's like Enes King Neve. So why Ishma Chinom? Potter, let him be Mochim, Sarola Mazik. So Teisves mentions the Raya that is that Enola Mazik is only Chayef for Enes King Aveide, but not for Enes King Neve, but Ishma Socha is Chayef even for Enes King Neve. The Rivo says no. Oda Mazik is potter only the say onus maximum anus, like Nishbo Meis. So then the question is, why is Ishma Chinom potter? Let him be chayev on the score of Oda Mazik. So the Rivo says, since he's a shemer and he's mechuyev to watch to watch the Chovies against the Zeked Memele, Mele becomes relieved of the Chiyuv Shmire that is incumbent upon every person in regard to Hezek Birdai. There's the Rivo Shite. Then the Ramban Shite is that there is no Ptur of Onus Gomor altogether. Oda Moed Leilo Mischayev any Enes, even the Enes of my Habel Mebat. And Ramban says, since the Gemara says, Nofal Beruach Shinu Metzio is Chayev Nezek, so it means every Ruach Shinu Metzio, even Soro Shalariyo. But then the question is, so why? Amave Chovies Mokim Mokim. Amave Chovies Mokim Mokim, if Yishim Achimom is Potter, if Yishim Sochor is Chayev. So it's not Onus Gomor, and according to Ramban, let Eishim Echinom be Chayev, even for an Onus Gomor also. So Ramban says, because a Numen is Potter Mitzadot HaMazik. If a Numen, a Shemer, is also like a Numen. After all, he became a Shemer, and he's a Numen, he's Shema Socher, Shema Echinom. But he's a worker, so he was told by the Balabais to carry it. So Mele is not shayach to say he should be mechayev in the Onus Gomor. It's like Meisa Machas Melachto. So Isheo, Meisa Machas Melachto, is potter, even if it's Meisa Machas Melachto, for he has a Gbirdai. Because he's Isholikach. So a new man, he's a carrier. He was engaged to be a carrier. So we cannot be mechayevim for maiseimis. A person who was not engaged is chayev for, even if he's mazik b'darachimis, but not an imam. How about the Yerushalmi? How about the Yerushalmi? What did the Yerushalmi say? That if Shimon, if Reuven lay down to sleep and he fell asleep, and then Shimon put a kelim on the bed and Reuven broke it, so he's brought. So this is explained on the basis of Onus Gomor. But according to Ramban, there is no Ptur of Onus Gomor. So he says, there is because the Nizek was a Pishia. The Nizek was a Pishia. In other words, the concept of contributory negligence. So in other words, where the Mazik is an Onus, and the Nizek, so is Chayev, but if the Mazik is an Onus, and the Nizek is a Pishia, so then he's Pota. Now, what's about, yesterday he said, what's about the raye from Miniach when Avim Poroshula and then the mace? So the Sheol died and the children didn't know that it was Sheol. They thought it was the father's behemoth and they slaughtered it. So they only have to pay Mebosa Bezeil, Mashinen, but not Mashis. So Tesis mentioned that is a raye of Onus Gomor is Potam Tzad Mazik. How will the Ramban explain it? So the Ramban doesn't say a word about it. But yesterday I said it's difficult. But then I bethought myself, there could be the Pshat also because the Nizek is the Pshat. In other words, who is the Nizek? The Nizek is the Pshat. I mean, in other words, the Mashil is the Nizek. Now, he knew that the Sheol died. What does he think? That the children of the Sheol have to know that it was about Behemoth? So he acted negligently. He should have told the children, you should know that the Behemoth that your father left, that's not his Behemoth, it's my Behemoth. So Memele, it's like, it's analogous to the case of the Yerushalmi. So Memele, so the Nizek, the Mashil, he is a Pesheah, some male, the Mazik is Potter. But where the Nizek is not a Pesheah, so the Mazik is Chayev, even in the case of an Onus Gomor. These are the three sheets. All right. Now the taste is, Utamecho Perish Afilo Teim Mavezah Hashem, Odom Shmiras Gufi Olof, Mikan Shmashmad li asinam masnisum omeine midli polich name hoche odum omeino mishmoche in tzorch limachkei um mishmbeer veish. That's the idea, name tzorch limachkei, because this shiti is will discuss the Daf Gimel on the base tzmachlekes rashi in teisves Daf Chav Beis in Bavakame. Rashi shiti is that the according to Shlokish that is a mishum omeinei. So in a chaname, if Reuven will take Shimon's gachles and he'll put it near the godish, so then Reuven will be potter because it's not Romani. According to Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Chisof, so be chayev like Madlik B'Yodai, but according to Rish Lakish, he'll be potter. Because Ish Mishomene, he has to be his mom and mamish. But Tesis is Chelik, most of Shema Chelik. Because momin doesn't mean Dafke momin title. According to Rashi, Momene means his title. Momin means in his possession. So if he takes in his charge, if in his control, so he doesn't have to be his momin. So if Reuven takes Shimon's gachles and he maintains it in such a way that it spreads, the fire flares up and madlik the godish, so it's also Mameini, not Mameini in the sense it's his gachles, but Mameini in the sense it's under his custody, it's under his control. There's the machlik. So Teisves here also says, and they say, Mishin Beir Veish, Nametzoch, the Merkin. Nametzoch, Nametzoch, Mishin Beir Veish, Name. So, in other words, he's in Tzoch, the Merkin, the Parish is Leo. Lav dafke gab beyad, lav amenu, vichin gab eish, di pshite di midle gdishi shal chavire beyish al achre de chayev. So that's thesis l'shitosi. Now the machleke between Rashi and thesis is that of beyiz in bolo kame. Ishim Shomene, that's from Bezo Medalis. Taste is the Brahmas, Ishim Shomene. Claim a chi of Momeni Ishbe. Loi Sheo Ishalei. That's in the Hidlik Bey Shalache Chai. He the Ashkom of Erika Kinis, the Kiev Commercial Chavir and Fnat Laker. Umati Burak Mitsu, that begets Yosem Tahas Apatish, Afal Gavin Mistom and Maftale. Veid in the Chodom, she is Chai Bid Laker, she after a Gholim, the other Gorish Chavir. So all one has to do, according to Rishlokis, he should just be mafki of his gecholim, and then he'll leave it in his courtyard, and then it'll spread, the fire will spread, and there'll be porter. The loyki pirish akuntra is the pirish diki benaye dadlik bigarish and shalom. So all the rishonim agree with this, but Rashi Shiti is not. You know, to the chayiv mishmameine, it has to be mameine mamesh, his problem. And in the name, according to Rishlokis, if somebody will be mafkia, the gachles and the fire will spread, will be potter. Now the Gemara says, Maskiv lo, Rav More, ve mavze amayim, kidechsiv, kigdeyachish hamosim, hamosim, mayim tiveish. Mixi Maim Nivu, so then you could say that Mavi is Maim. Tive Eish Ksiv, if it had been written Kigdeach Eish Hamosi Maim Nivu, so then the Nivu would modify Maim. But Tive, so the Tive modifies Eish, not Maim. Maske voraz vid, veim mave zeo eish dirksiv tive beishu dirksiv, yoche maya mave, behever, monifshach, if mave is eish, so he repeats eish twice in the mission. Vechitem perush, yom eforesh, yoche arbo, shleish mave, vechitem eton sheer, disbitarte, yoche lo izay vizesh, yorachayim, eish may rachayim, izbe visumay kari eish, now it is. Vieime maveze amayim pirish kibn di koloi dai ke loiki ma valoiki ma. Now that's not like Rav, there is no hechach like Rav or like Shmuel. As Gnorek pointed out, Avdale domit beis, Dav gimlo mit beis. So mele, maybe it's my. Vim teima vichinksi mayim betero. Alright, if we say maveze shen, so the Torah mentions Shen v'shir abiyo. If we say Mavid Odom, the Torah mentions Odom, Maket behima yishal peno. But Mayim, the Torah doesn't mention Mayim, so how can we say that Mavid is Mayim? There is no posik that discusses Mayim. V'yeish leima m'vishilach v'chein leima v'shliach Mayim al p'nei chutzeis. So in other words, we could say that the Shilach has Biuro is a remes to Mai, because we find the Pasik Niev, Vishaleach Mai Mal Pnechutzis. V'afal Gav the Shilach Biuro B'meim Ayra, but the Torah says, Vishilach Biuro, Biuro means a Be'ime. Mikol Mokeim, but since we find in Niev, the Shilach Mai Mal Pnechutzis, so Mai could also be included. Mikol Mokeim, Mai Nam Mishtam Menei, Midafka Achmone, Be'ime, V'loshin Yishilach. ulil diboye bimay mikminolo. Limotze mikminum bimayim, dechinamen nukesne mayim, islam mele ve mile di sheya medachsi bil. Vim tema. If the accordance al gedaitoch that mavi is mayim, what kind of mayim would it have reference to? Hey, chadam. Idi mishkla laye bitke de mayil vikeach rishin keichel. Vi bikeach sheini krome baalmel. Klam firka nesrafim di gemora says, in Sanhedrin, chum, habit if somebody has water in a pipe, and then there is a cover to the pipe, and then he uncovers the pipe in his hand, and then he uncovers, he removes the lid from the pipe, and then the water starts streaming forth, you know, and then it kills a person. So it all depends. The one who did it, who uncovered the lid of the pipe, and then resulting in the streaming forth, in the pouring forth of the water which killed the person who was lying there. So it all depends. If it is Bekeach Rishon, so then is Chayev Mitzeh al Misa. But if it's Keach Sheini, then it's Gome. He's potter of mis. In other words, all the tshuvas about electric lights revolve around this Gemara. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, many years ago, when he was 18 years old, he was a big Iloi, so he wrote a sefer Bere Meir Eish. He was 18 years old, he had Askome, Rav Shlomo Zalman. So there he discusses about electric light, like Abim Havore, like Abim Mere Mereish. So there the whole thing revolves around the Gemara, the whole Sefer revolves around the Gemara of Bitke Demai. All right, so Teisa said the Kash, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that Mave is Mayim, so what kind of Mayim is the Mazik? Keach Rishon or Keach Sheni? Monefshah. Keach Rishon, that's all the Mazik. So why do we have to resort to a special Zosakosuf of Mai? Keach Sheni, that's Gome. Vintein Avhane Mai Mechadome, Idi Mashkla Le Bitke Mai. And the same Gemara is mentioned in Chum, Ligabe Shrite. Shrite requires Keach Gav. In other words, if a person will put this, there is a behemoth on the floor, and then the sheikhet will put his sake on the table, and then there is a strong wind, and then the wind will throw down the knife, and it will cut the simonim of the behemoth. Let's say it will cut the chiloch and the voy. So then the shrite is not a good shrite. Why? Because there is no kiyah gavre. It has to be with a vachter. And even if it is nishchat, al digrome, it's not a good shrite either. So, suppose you have a knife that is thrust in something, a machine, that revolves, and then it is driven by water. Like a windmill, you know, a water mill, you know. So there is a windmill and there is a water mill. So you can have a machine that revolves because of water. And then suppose you release the lead and then the knife starts revolving and slaughtering the behemoth. So the Gemara in Chum says, if it's Keach Rishon, then it's a good shrite. But if it's Keach Sheni, then it's not a good shrite. So in other words, Keach Rishon Bitke Demaye, when you release a cover in Minea, that's the aloha of Bitke Demaye. One could say, Maisib Yodai means if you apply your energy, you take a knife and you cut it. But here, you don't take a knife. In other words, there is a lid that obstructs the knife from moving. And when you remove the lid, you remove the keach hamenea, so then the knife falls. So there is really, you don't apply your energy, but you just remove the keach hamenea. So if it is keach rishon, so then it's considered ma'aseh yadayim. If it's keach sheni, it's not yadayim. So there's a shaila. When you turn on the switch, so you do the same thing. I mean, when you turn on the switch, you open the door, you see. And then the electrons come out, stream forth, and the light is turned on. So the question is it keach rishon or is it keach sheni? So that's this is kash. Mai finte han mai mech da mi di mishkal le bitke de mai u ke achishn kecho so so da mas vi ke achshin ni kom baum no kdam mir man schaf vi is le ma de mai le ke achshin vi kom mach mo ke achshin ni na khais just as eish is khais so if there hadn't been a mazik of eish and let's say according to Rabbi Shlokish the tisha is not b'shem chitzov, so then he wouldn't be chayet. But because of Xeros HaKosov of Eish, so if mave would be in mayim, even b'keach sheni, so then you say it's gome, and Eish is not gome, and Be'er is not gome, but there is a special mazik of Be'er. It is gome. If there hadn't been a special mazik of Be'er, if somebody would dig a bear and then a behemoth would fall in, he wouldn't be chayev mitzad of the mazik because it's gome. But here there is a special mazik of bear. So if mave would be mayim b'keach sheni, then you couldn't ask it's gome. Of course it's gome. Bear is also gome. And ish is also gome according to Rosh Lakish, but there is a special mazik. So here too, that would be the special mazik. ויש לי נדמה בקרח שני, כמו שבקרח שני נחייב, אינה מבוס על דינוך דמיים, after it rests, ולידום, oh, so then the question is, so then it's bear. In other words, if he, let's say, uncovers a pipe of water, he removes the lid from the pipe of water, and then the water comes out, and then it rests. And then a person or a behemoth walks and slips. So he would be chayev. But then the question is, why do we have to resort to a special yafuse of mayim? That's beer mamish. That's like avonis akine masri. So inam bosadinohu. So why do we have to resort to a special yafuse of mave mayim? V'lidom lebeer. Kigein. Peace can be verse. In other words, there is a Gemara above. Because Dagger in off the Monsieur de Zik. Hey, Hadam. Eid Badded Kor Asle Kamas Kan Age. Meistens ist die Kirche Achamura bin und mein Ischbrost und Alecho. Hanne Name Kirche Achamura bin und mein Ischbrost und Alecho. Für der Bosse der Neue Chayid Afkirin bin Rav Nishmul eine Beier. Meistens bin ich schon klar, dass ich aus dem Nezik mein Ischbrost und Alecho. Hanne Name klar, dass ich aus dem Nezik mein Ischbrost und Alecho. El Loi Afkirinu. Nishmul Doma Kulm Beier Lamad mein eine Beier. Leilom Dafkirinu. Lidom Le Beier. Mal Le Beier Schachin Kirche Achamura bin. Tima Bahane Ischi Kirche Achamura bin. Eish Tachiach. Malay shachin ta'atu l'azik b'er t'chiyach v'chol z'radim Sabaya says Hasar ha'shovi sheben is mar be Avon esakim v'masui shenichu b'shgag v'nof m'masuyo. So that is deduced from Hasar ha'shovi of b'er and eish. That's Abay Rover mar Z'ha'shovi sheben is mar be B'er ha'mizgal go b'rag b'odem v'rag b'vein. In other words, suppose there was a rope in the street, then a behemoth walked or a human being walked, and then his foot or the behemoth's leg got entangled in the rope, and then she started to walk with that rope, and then it was mazik. Das Bieram ist galgal, weil wir hier dann Ida aufgerin und bin Rabbi nicht mehr an die Bier. Meist der Bier schreit für das Rösschen Nezik, ich muss Rösschen Lecho, Hanne Name für das Rösschen Nezik, ich muss Rösschen Lecho. Er lui aufgerin und ich muss da mal kommen, Bier und mal meine Bier, Leil und aufgerin und will dann die Bier. Mal die Bier schreit mir ist auf Gommelig. Because if you deposit a sacking or a stone in the street, so that is the Meise that was given the Hezik. Machine came when the one who left a rope in the street, that did not cause the hezek occurred as a result of a human being and an animal unintentionally, wounding the rope around his foot. So that is the mice that is given, not the depositing of the rope in the street. So mele, it's not mamish like bear. So sheyachiyach by sheyach. So it's not the fact that a person bought an axe that was the cause of the. Of the damage is the fact that he didn't watch the axe. Sheyachiyach, mali sheyachin takriyach, lazik beyatachiyach, v'chol radin lo yirizek yirizek. So, according to Abaye, asal shavsh ben izmar be, avon esaskim asal shenichosh gagei, so that we learn out from Yitzhar HaShove of Mamotzinu of Berdesh. According to Rove, it's marbe. Biram is galgil, that we learn out with Sarashove of Bir and Chair. Chavad Barav Deziteres. Oma Lasuyoritani. Kolei Lushom Upeskin Bibusi and Vigir Finorese and Misahamo Ilam Rishus. Misakshom Yishlam Rishus. In other words, Misahamo, so a person does not have the right to empty out the dirty water that he has in his courtyard, in his bodies, because that is a mirch. But misakshomim, there is a lot of water anyway, because of the rainfall. So mele, one has refused to empty out the dirty water. So kol elishom opeskin v'seyin, empty out all the pipes and everything. We give him a reseim, misacham oilim reshus, misachshomim yesh reshus, aval pishe b'shus, even though he's allowed to do it, im miziku chayol nishal. So this, the Mishnah is marred. Hey, chadam, ibadik aslo kamas keichel. So the Shalom Mazik, let's say, as a person empties out his pipe with water, he removes the lid, so that's Kiyachrishin, Bahadikol Azla Kamaske, some Mele, so he's on a Mazik, we don't have to be Marbet from the Sashavit. Kiyacho El Bosod Naiche, Idaf Kirinechadam, Idaf Kirinu Ben Rab Mishmonane Beer, Maishin Betras Yosel Nezek, Menish Rosalecho, Hananam Betras Yosel Nezek, Menish Rosalecho, Eloy Afkirinu, Lishmuel Doma Kun Beerman, Nine Beer, Leilam Dafkirun. So yes, so that's plain bear, not plain, don't only bear. Mali bear, shechin shalei bear shoes. He's not allowed to dig a bear or to leave havon esakini batia, misak shomim. He's allowed to empty out his pipes. So, tim b'hani bear shoes, sheir yachiyach. Sheir, one is allowed to maintain, to have, to own an axe, but he has to watch it. Mali sheir shechin darak lirach razik, bear tachiyach. V'chozer adin. So in other words, it's the alfuse, kolil shomu pesim seyem, igirf mariseyem, so it's the alfuse from Berenchia. This is what Teisa says here. Inam bosle naich. So then, why do we have to resort to a new mazik of maviz amayim? Budom lebeir, so it's plain bear. No, it's not bear. In Peskim we say it, do come on. V'afalgav diose b'ma'atzat, but peskin b'vaseyin. In other words, Tesis is saying, if we set mavezamayim, it means peskin v'vaseyin v'gif m'vaseyin, emptying out the dirty water from one's courtyard, b'meisak shomim. But that we learn out from atzat of bear and chair. So why do we have to resort to a new posik, a new mazik of mavezamayim? We know that because of yalfuse of bear and chair. V'afal gav diosem ma'atzat, hava mine diistach l'keisvei, l'chayev keli, di mibeya l'ave shaminon, v'ave motze li mifrach, ma'y lo yze v'ze shiv l'chayim, if mavi is chayim, is mayim, elo d'blavo chem ishan ishat. All right. So Tesis is saying, according to hava mine of Gemore, Mave, it would refer to the Mayim of Peskim Viseyem, Vigirfim Viseyem, even though that we already have Yalfuse, but as far as that Yalfuse, the Matzat of Beir and Chir is concerned, so then I would say that it's Potter and Kiri. But now that we have a special posik of Mave Zamayim, So then it would be chayev for kelim. Now this is tolu in the machlekes Tesis and Rosh. We discussed it, I think before Yom Tov we discussed it. In other words, all these mazikim, like avonis akinim masoi, shenichom b'rishgage v'nof, according to Abai, or b'ira mezgal gil b'rag v'odem rag v'behem, according to Rove, Peskim Vesein Gir Mesine Kontra Vade Barave. We learn it out from Be'er Veish or from Be'er Vesheir. So, what is the dinim, the status of that mazik? So, Teis Veshite is that it has the coolest of both Milam. In other words, Be'er has certain coolest, it's Potranke. Eish has certain coolest. Kules is potter for Tom. So Mele, according to Tesis, we discussed it. We discussed it. So according to Tesis, so Avonis Akinim Masoi Shinichom Brishgage V'Noflu is potter on Tomun and Anke. Because sins is deduced from two Melamdim. One is Beir and one is Eish. So that's the cloud. In the Midish Atir and Dreshes Ben, so it is subject to all the limitations of each Melamed. The Rosh is Chalik. The Rosh says that, let's say, Avoni Sakine Masoi Shenichon Berish Gage Vinoflu Elacha Avoni Sakine. So, Bahadir calls the Kamaske, so it's Eish Mamish. But, Bosalinayach. So, then it's Beir. No, it's not like Beir. Because Beir is still as Yoslinezik. So, you put a sakin or an even in the gutter. So, that's the place of the Hezik. But if you put the sakin, the even on top of the roof, and it wasn't mazik on top of the roof. It was mazik on the gutter, so it's not Klesa. So we have to learn it out from Beir and Eish. But Sotesa says it's potter for Tomun because it is subject to the limitations of Eish, it's potter on Tomun, and it's potter on Keli. The Rosh says no, it's potter of Tomun. But it's not potter of Kelim. It's on the contrary. It is potter and Kelim, but it's not potter and Tamun. Because the true we learn it out from two milamdim. Because if we didn't have the two milamdim, we couldn't know that Avonis Akini Masoi Shinichem Bresh Gaga Vinoflu Lacha Vinochu Viziku Lacha Shinochu is Chayev. But once we have the Tumel Abdin, so in final analysis, what what pattern does it come from, essentially? To bear. Because Eish is Hilechomazi. He, Beir, is Huzak. The Nize comes to the Mazi. So Mele, the fact that we learn it out from Tumulamdim is not of significance. The question is, in final analysis, once we learn out a certain Mazi, what pattern does it have? So obviously it has the pattern of Beir, not the pattern of Eish, because the essential characteristic of Eish is that the Mazi comes to the Nizik. The essential characteristic of Beir is that the Nizik comes to the Mazi. The Beir doesn't move. The Avonis Hakim say, don't travel. Don't travel. What?
Not a normal case, not Burmistal.
No, talking about Avonis Hakim Masoi, Shinichon Beris Gage. Shinichon Beris Gage. In other words, only the Mayon of Miriam, so there was a rock that moved. But like this, a rock doesn't move. Some Mele, it conforms to the pattern of Beir. So Mele, it is subject to the limitations of Beir, but not the limitations of Eish. This is the Roshit. We discussed it. But the Roshit is not like that. Even though, in final analysis, it has the pattern of Beir, because the Nizek comes to the Mazik, but since it's deduced from Tumulamdim, it is subject to the limitations of both. So that's why Teis Lishitos says, V'afal gav dosem matzat, so why do you have to have recourse to a new Mazik of Mayim? So he said, be an afkemine. If there hadn't been a new Mazik of Mayim, so then Peskim Berseyem, Vigirfim Berseyem, would be potter and kelim. But now there is a new mazik of mayim, so it's chayv and kelim. But if Teisves had agreed with the sheet of the Rosh, he couldn't say this there. V'af agav dos ma'atzad av amine ediz lekos lechayv kelim in beli av shami am moslim nifrach ma'al ezev v'zeh shin rachayim lavo chemi shane shapir miksiv mayim nivu. So it's shaykh to say, there are waves, so that they transmit the motion from one to the other. So mele is shaykh to say, mave is hifil. Yes.
According to Tosus in the last Tosus, he holds that mayim would be a new mazik.
That's even according to everybody.
Even the second Torah,
according to all Tehutim.
Wouldn't it be strange that the Torah would be exactly like Bor, but to be Mechayved and Kalim is the only difference?
So it wouldn't be Beir, so it would be a special Mazik.
But that would only be in the case of Poskim Bebo Seim. Poskim Bebo Seim, Lichora, is the case where they had Rishus. So where you have Rishus, you're Chayv and Kalim. But by Bor, where you don't have Rishus, so you're not Chayv.
No, if the Chiyuv had been Mitzad Beir, so then you can ask Ikashi, because it's not logical. But if there had been a new Mazik of Mayim, so it's not Mitzad Beir, so it's no Kashi.
But is would the case of Mayim Dafka be in the case of Poskim Beis Hoseyan? But if it wasn't Poskim Beis Hoseyan, so then even if it was Mayim, it would be a Bor?
That's right. It sounds a little paradoxical. Okay. But that's the way it would have been. But I'll leave it MS, it's not. It's only, if it had been. But anyway, there's another kashi. We discussed, you remember, at the beginning of Rav Kameh, we discussed the Rashba Shitta. in connection with an ancient adin. So Tesva says there is a machlekes between our Gemara and the Mechil test whether it's ancient in adin momen or it's an ancient adin. That's what Tesva says. The Rashba says there is no machlekes. But here the Mishnah implies that loyare asher ke loyare asher loyare asher ke amave loyare amave ke asher. Why? Because the cooler of this is not like the cooler of the other. But if not, we could learn out. But in ancient nadin, so it's a raya from Tana of the Mishneh that Momen is ancient nadin. And then the Mechilta says, why does the Torah say Yiftach v'chayikche Elol lametcho shenei shim nadin? So Teisa says it's a machlekes. The Rashba says no machlekes. But the Rashba makes a distinction between Shor Mazikim and Be'er. Shor Mazikim is ancient nadin, but Be'er not. Why is Be'er different? So he said, because Be'er is Huzak. Shor Mazikim is Hizik. And Be'er is Huzak. So in other words, we raise the question whether the Chiyuv of Mazik is based upon the Maisa Avera of Mazik. Because Mazik involves the Maisa Avera. I mentioned the Reb Chaim that Lishmerenu is not just a din if he doesn't watch his chayef, like Shomron. Let's say Shemosoho is chayef of Neim Avede. So he's an Avarian, Shemosoho. So he's an Avarian, let's say, you're Shemosoho, and he didn't watch against Ganovim. And then Ganovim stole it. So he has to pay. So you'll say he's a chayte, he has to do tshuve. No, because it's only a moment he can deem the shmir. He has to watch. In the Hanamish, in the Chinam, according to Rishinim, that Pishir is chayim tamazik, then he's an Avayan also. But if we say that Pishir is chayim tamazik, but Shemasoho certainly is not an Avayan. Not an Avayan. Because there the Shmira is only Momdik Aloch, no Isum. Mashinkin Lishmerenu, as he mentioned, Mishpotim, Legabe Mazikin. So that's not only Momdik Adin. It's a Nisa. It's a Maisa Aveir. It's a Maisa Aveir. He's an Avarian, he has to do Tshuve. The question is, so Lishmerenu, two Alochas. One is a Nisa of Lishmerenu of being negligent. One is not allowed to be negligent. He's mechuyev to exercise care. And if he doesn't exercise care, so he's an avaya, he's a chayte. So, and then a moment again, that if he doesn't exercise care, so merely is responsible. The question is whether one is based upon the other. So, according to Teisves, that the Mechilta says that in Enshim Nadin no mazik not afke by Be'er. So that means in Enshim Nadin is only Shayach when it's betiras Enish. Enish means an Enish, a penalty. For what? Penalty for doing something wrong, for doing an aver. So if the Chiyuv Momein by Mazikin is based upon the Avera of Lishmerenu, so then it's an Enish. But if it's not based upon the Avera of Lishmerenu, then it's not an Enish. Then it's not an Enish. Now we mentioned the Sheet of Agoy Soshre, that if he caught in his Mazik on the basis of the Gemara of Ravashe, Achve, Ravcham, Ravashe burned Shtores as a baby. So when he became Bar Mitzvah, so Ravcham forced him to pay all the stores. So he caught his pot of nonshin. The answer is, according to Agoy Soshre, the Chiyuv Mazik is not based upon the Maisavir. It's a Maisavir too, but the Chiyuv is not based on Maisavir. So Mele, cotton is also Mechuyev. But as long as he's a cotton, he cannot be Mechayev, he cotton. But the moment he becomes a God, well, he is responsible, he has to pay every penny that was Mazik. There's a Sheet of Agoy Soshre. He said, but Teisves, Shite is that it is based upon Maisa Avera. That's why the Mechilta says that we apply the aloha of an ancient nadin, the moment of mazikin. And even though our Mishnah is chilek, not because our Mishnah holds that it's not based by Zaveri, but our Mishnah holds an ancient nadin only applies to an inish of goof, like Misa and Malkus, not an inish of mummy. We'll soon see, I mean, the taste was the Gabed Zeminis. There's a Machlik's Hashemim word of Gabed Zeminim, we say in Ishim Adin or not. So, but that stayed there. The, according to taste, is the Shita of the Shas. I mean, and the Mechil Teshiti. But the Rashbo says, there's no Machlik between our Shas and the Mechil Teh. But the Mechil Teh is reference to Beir. So Beir, it's an Ishim Adin because Beir is Huzak. So Mele, without the Maisavir, it couldn't be high for Huzak. But Adam Azikim are Hizik, so then it's without the Maisavir. Now the question is, according to the Rashbo, that by Beir, the Chiyuv Tashlumim is based upon the Maisavir. So how does the Gemara say, Kolelu Shomu, Peskim Ibrisayan, Vigirfim Ibrisayan, Bimisak Shomim, Afal Pishu Bershus, so if we say like Taisa, it's not based by Zavere, no cash, I'm allowed to do it, and I may find you, I can be a Chofetz Chaim, but I have to pay anyway. I have to pay anyway. But according to Rashbo, Beir is based upon my Zavere, so it's a stirminal Beir. If they are allowed to do it, and is he's a good Jew, he doesn't do anything wrong, why is a chayav to pay? But it's no kasha, because, you know, sometimes you walk and people on the road do repair work, and then you see there is a sign, watch out, caution, danger. So when it means, misachamo, you're not allowed to empty out the pipes, it means even if you put up guards who should warn the public, watch out, there is water, it's slippery. So still, you're not allowed to do it. But Misak Shomi, so there is a hacker, Misak Shomi. But he has to caution the people. He has to caution the people. Let's say, if as a result of emptying out all the water, the roads become very slippery, so he has to put up a sign that is slippery, you have to walk with caution. So in a chaname, when is a chayef, if he didn't exercise the proper shmir, so it's like sheir, there is no yisya to own a sheir, but you have to exercise care. He has to be, you know, you can't let the sheir walk out like this without somebody to watch him, you know, without a chain and so on and so forth. So Mele, that's according to the Rashbo, you have to say there's the Pshat in the Gemara. Kolelu Shomu, Peskim Miseyem, Figirf Mersim, Misacham Eilem Rishus, Misacham Yesh Rishus, Afal Pishe Bashus, Imizik Chayon Lishalim, if they didn't put up signs and they didn't warn the public. But in Achname, if they did everything, and then somebody was not careful and he slipped, in spite of the warning, then he's potter. According to Rashbo, you have to say that. It's a Chiddush, but you have to say that.
It sounds like
Lifni Mishur
Sadin.
What?
It sounds like according to Rashbo, only be an
end
of Lifni
Mishur Sadin. What do you mean, Lifni Mishur Sadin? According to Rashbo, so the Chiyuv Tashlumin by Beir is based upon the Avera of Lishmarenu. But when there is no Avera of Lishmarenu, there is no Chiyuv Tashlumin. So the question is, how about here? Mm-hmm. Here there is also an Avera of Lishmarenu. It doesn't mean that if he put up signs and he set up guards to warn the public they should walk slowly, you know, sometimes they maybe have to bypass a certain place, you know, the way it's slippery, so he has to bypass. So, and maybe sometimes he has to put a board, you know, upon the water, you see. So, That's what it means. Misakshomin, afalpishe bershus, imizik chayom lishalein, if he didn't follow up all the shmir. What does the shmir consist of? It depends upon the facts. Maybe sign, maybe a guard, maybe he has to put something to cover up a board to cover up the water, you know. But how can? But in a chaname, if he did exercise shmire, then he's bought.
From this, would we see that if someone digs a bore b'shisarav?
Yeah.
So even though no one becomes hurt by it, there's still a ma'isa aveira.
Yeah.
Would that follow from the?
Of course. That's the. Yeah,
even though no one gets hurt, yeah, but
of course,
there,
it goes without saying. I mean, if somebody digs a bereshis rabim, but no one got hurt, So he was still there and resourcing them himself.
And the same thing would apply, let's say,
especially
if someone...
Bear is, it involves, if it's a bear youth, so he's there resourcing them himself, love the rice. If somebody keeps a sulam ruah, b'seir beisik, but no one ever got hurt. He's either every minute, he's either lisosim don b'sach.
And possibly
if somebody has a roof and he doesn't have a marking, no one got hurt, he's either every minute lisosim don b'sach.
So possibly one could extend that even to where one lets his shore.
I had a big machlekes years ago in B'smedesh HaTorah with the board of directors. They had a flat roof and no market. And yeshiva students, after Pesach, used to take sun baths and no market. So I said, there has to be a market. And I wouldn't let any yeshiva students go up until a market. Oh, he was a dictator. He mixes in things that belong to the board of directors. It's not a halachic question. And even Frumi director said, oh, Bishleim Echol of Yisrael, I have a right to express an opinion. But Make, Parapet, that's not a lachy question. That belongs to the board of directors, they have to pass.
And by not permitting them to go up, how does that help in not being able?
What else could I do? What else could I do? I did my best, my utmost. So I reduced the risk to a minimum. And if I didn't let, so no, I think it's impossible for an American boy, you know, to go up. He's fight of all these ruin.
Also, then, could one say that if someone lets his shore out,
yeah,
and he puts the shore in a position where the shore could eat someone else's grain, but for some reason the shore doesn't...
He's either the east of Lishma.
He's still over.
That's right. Yes?
What Rashi's saying, in other words, that... That the reason why by Peskin Bibi saying according to Rashba he'll be considered a Maisa Veir is because since he got Nizik, that shows us that he didn't watch it enough.
It has reference to such a case.
No, since he didn't, since
that's
the person
right,
that
that's
so
right.
Apparently shows
in other words,
that
it doesn't mean it doesn't mean, let's say, like today, you know. They do construction work, but they put up, you know, some, they block off sometimes, and sometimes just a sign, caution, danger. But suppose they won't do anything, said, be terrible people. What exactly has to be done? Depends upon the circumstances. The same thing is true of Shea. We allow his birshus to own a Shea, but it doesn't mean that I don't have to curb the Shea. I have to exercise certain shmir. How does it manifest itself? Well, it all depends. What kind of a shea, what is that? I mean.
Also, is it possible to say that in the Habamina of the Gemara, according to Tosfos, that Poskim Beis Hashem would be Pater Bershus HaYachid, since it's learned out from the Gzeres HaKasuv of Shilach, and Shilach only applies Bershus HaYachid? So Mela, that will make it more understandable why it has kulas and chumras overboard. Since it's learned out from the Gzeres HaKasuv of a shilach, so maybe we could say that it's only Bershus HaYachid. And then
that's good. I mean, the question is, when you learn out from Beir and Cheir, from Beer and Cheer. So, what Cheer does it mean? Does it mean Shem Bregel? Does it mean Karen? It's another point I know. I have to look.
And Tosus mentions the pasuk of Vishilach.
Yeah.
That's Behechon Kasu B'Torah. Tosus mentions Vishilach.
Yeah, but.
That's
so then, if we said Mavizemayim, so Vishilach would be expressive two things. First of all, Shen, Regel, and then Mayim. So, but Mayim would be, because Mayim would be an independent Mazik. It's not that Mayim would be learned out from Regel. Then Vishilach would have a double meaning, where it would. It would be descriptive of Regel and would be descriptive of Mayim. But of Mayim, it would be an independent Mazik, so it wouldn't be subject to the limitations of Regel. But I mean, when those that we learn out from Beir and Cheir, so which Cheir? Does it mean Cheir in general, or does it mean Shem Regel? Does it mean Karen? That's another question. I have to look into it. I don't know. All right. Tone Raveishe, Shlishosor of Isnizikin, Shinachinumashel, Nishisorova Seirea, Nezek Tsari, Veripushevs of Beishes, Veabodimas Nisen. So we have Shinachinumashel, Nishisorova Seirea is four, Nezek Tsari, Pushevs of Beishes. Is nine, and then above is Nizikin of the Mishneh, so another four, so it's 13. Hotleisar, Vitanidon, my time, Litonehane, how the Mishneh doesn't mention this Mazikin, Bishleime, Lishmuel, Beniski Momenko Maire, Beniski Gufelik Maire, come to Shmuel, that Mavi Shen, so then we can say Beniski Momenko Maire. But on other mazik, mazikin, all these mazikim are all mazik. I mean, all these mazikin except, and not all, but I mean, shemachinom sheil nishisochal seirea, so are all mazik. Nezek tzar, ripu, sheves, obeishes, is all mazik. Habod masnissen, that's the sabbat. What's that?
Except for nezek.
What
do
you say?
Nezek, except for nezek.
Nezek, yeah.
Nezek is only all mazik.
What?
There are both volume of Tzari, Bushos, and Wages, but Nezek applies also by...
Yeah, but it applies to others also. But when the Braise mentions Nezek here, it doesn't mean the Nezek of Sheir, it doesn't mean the Nezek of Beir of Eish, it means the Nezek of Odom Hamazik. So that's Odom Hamazik. So the Mishneh doesn't mention Shemechino, Shemesocho, Seicher and Sheyel, because that's all Odom Hamazik. He doesn't mention the Nezek of Odom Hamazik. It's because the Mishneh, the Nezek of Chivel, of Odom HaChivel be Odom. Because the Mishneh only may, according to Shmuel, the Mishneh only be Niski Momen Kamayr, Niski Gufli Kamayr, El Lerav, that the Mishneh mentions Odom. So it mentions Odom Hamazik also. So why doesn't it mention other forms of Odom Hamazik? Of Shemachinom Sheil Nishisoch HaVisech. El Rav Leisne. Tone Odom V'chol Miledi Odom. Urebei Shename Hotono Yodom. So why does he have to mention each form of Odom Hamazik separately? Trei Kavno Odom. Tono Odom da Azik Odom, Vitono Odom di Azik Sheir. Azik Sheir. Tono Odom Mavid Masnissen. That's Odom. And Tono Odom da Azik Sheir, Kilena. Tono Odom da Azik Sheir, Kulmaniski Moment, Mavid Dumi di Beokotone. Ubele Mayreb Niski Odom, the Rachmone Patrali Gamre, the Kanye, Shiri Odom, Hamel Kelim, Vodu Dazik Sheir, he received the Kori Avdi, Sivu Makanefesh, Behemi Shaman. So Bishleime Yochasher name leisne trigavne sheir leisne sheir dazik sheir filisne sheir dazik odom sheir dazik odom haimai bishleime odom dazik sheir nezek odim shalim odom dazik odom mishalim abedvorim. So there's a difference. El sheir mali sheir dazik sheir mali sheir dazik odom ide vide nezek odim shalim. Nicht, wo sie mich hin und waschel, nicht so auf was ich hier, die Odom der Asik Sheo, wie Gott Tone, Tone Ezeke, die wir da haben, wie Gott Tone Ezeke, die wir mehr. Now let's see the Rashi. Ob es kohl, hanna, oder sie den Bekro, sie mich hin und chai wie Pschie, waschel, chai wa viele Bons, wie Seicher, wie Nisi, Socho, chai oben, begnimm, wa weide, wie kohl, wie kohl, wie kohl, wie Pschie, וכולי כסילי, כדיתונה ופירק אשר בו מציעה פרש ראשינו נמר בשם החינום, שניר בשם הסוחו, שליש בשאל, הילקה חובס נינו, וכמם בו ימייני וטולדס. נזק אחיו וחבר הניס לו משהו שוב ועכשיו, פרחס מבטחילו. צער אין דין כמוד אומרים מיודו ליקות סל דחרת, ראי צליטין כדי שיזכת סל על דיסם, דלס לצער כולי, because otherwise, it would be impossible to appraise Tzar. I mean, which normal person would agree for $1 billion, for $1 trillion, to have his hand removed or his leg amputated? Which normal person, crazy person, would do it?
Money.
What?
For enough money?
Well, I don't know. Enough money. Well, the years ago, they wore certain Jews, well, because it wasn't a question of money, it was a question of a lifestyle. So whether they are allowed to do it or not, I'm not so sure. In my opinion, I can't understand it, how they did it. But their kavone was certainly Shem Shammai. You know that many Jews, especially Bnei Torah, they were afraid that they will be inducted into the Tsarist army. And you know, in the Tsarist army, it wasn't like today, you know, you serve 2 years and then you are potter. There, it could be for life too, you know, in this 100 years ago in the Tsarist army. So you know what they did? They used to cut off a finger. They mutilated themselves in order not to be inducted into the Tsar's army. What I thought he had, I don't know. But anyway, he certainly did it with Shem Shammai, there is no doubt. So there, I wouldn't say Chas V'Shalom crazy about these people, because they did it because of Mesiras Nefesh for the Torah, because it's not just being, you know, a slave, you know. It means they would have to lead a different kind of lifestyle. So they are ready to mutilate themselves. So, but for money, I mean, one has to be crazy. I mean, for $1 billion, I mean, to remove his hand. All right. So how are we aiming Tzar? Our aim at Tzar, there is a very simple way of appraising the value of Tzar. In other words, suppose if somebody was sentenced to a certain penalty. Today, modern states don't have this kind of penalty. But years ago, you had this kind of penalty. In other words, instead of electric chair to kill the person, to remove the hand of the person. Let's say he's a professional thief. So the sentence was that his hand has to be removed, his leg has to be amputated. But there are two ways, so he cannot avoid it. That's unavoidable. His hand has to be removed, his leg has to be amputated. But there are two ways of removing it. Either by administering an anesthesia, so he won't have any pain, or without an anesthesia. Without an anesthesia, so he'll have a lot of pain. So how much a person, of course, that can only be determined with the Igvia, not with the poor person. But how much would a millionaire be willing to commute the sentence of amputating the leg with pain, without anesthesia, into a sentence of amputating the leg through anesthesia? He's a millionaire, so he would be ready maybe to give $1 million. I don't know. That's the question. If he has 10 million, maybe he'll be willing to give him 5 million. I don't know. So of it. But like this, to be says, how can we determine that? Tsarim in Kamodon, your Likots of the Kharev, Rachely Tain, as a child, I knew a certain Jew in Warsaw who had this finger removed because he didn't want to be inducted into the Tsarist army. I remember his name, terrific person, Giber Sheinkamel. And that also required a lot of work because in those days they didn't have anesthesia. It wasn't like today they can do a good job in removing a finger, you know, with anesthesia, but they had to remove, he had to chop off a finger just like that. He was a giber, Shein Kamei. Yeripo v'shev es habeishis kli alt mikoye fer kachei v'elvichim d'chsidi tziv ovis t'in eklan t'ar habeishi u atzmi mazik d'han adale chomri mei neim atzmi niziko o hoyil v'l shoy shomru koro u v'nizok in d'azi guf e liko maire mas nisen el rav d'o mave ze odo meiro maire hoyil u maire Tane mas nissen lisna hane tonne oder mal mas nissen tonne und das ich schee klimmen ist gemommen da mal mit bir tonne bir mal bin ich konn nach meine patel ligamre ich kann kann ich will oder kann wir kimmen wollen das ich schee ich sie die kolle auf sich sie machen ich bin ich haben noch bisschen und das ich schee aber kimmen leute da mach ich mir da tonne bir tate und das ich kodem kimmen wollen doch ich habe kein po ich hat alle schon drin der beige und das ich schee ruhe das tonne der beige aber es macht nicht mit deinem schon meine segel mail das schon mit kief im motze die motze die der agne wir das schon aber haben mich bitte wir auch mehr wie gar nicht für mich schallen und oh no, that's already reprie. All right. Now, the question is, how does Rabbi Ishe mention Shemachinom, Sheel, Nishisocho, Seicheya, among Ovis Nizik? All right. Shemachinom, you understand, especially according to Rambam Shiti, that Pisheya is Chayim Zamazik. So he's a Mazik. He's a Mazik. But Shemasocho, or at least Shemasocho, he can understand it's within his control. He can watch out against Gnei Ravede. But Sheol is Chayev Anonsen. He call him Azik. He's Chayev even if the Behem is Nason, also. It's his fault. Is there any element of sin? I mean, even Bidakus Shebidakus. Shemesocho, he can understand. He's not Mamish Navarye. If Pesheya is Chayim Sad Mazik, so he's Mamish Navarye. He's a Rosh. But Shemesocho is not Navarye. But in Lifnim Yishos Adin, there is an element of sin. I mean, the Madriges, Zirus, Mevilis, Rizus, Mevilis, Nikius. Mr. Shishorim has pointed out, I mean, what is Nikius? Nikius means the avak of Averis. So Shemasocho, he comes with the Nikius. But Sheol, I mean, what? He's Chayefan on his Gomo. So how can it be explained? How does the Gemara call it? How does Rabbi Ishe call them Mazikim? Rabbi Ishe, Rabchie, how do they call them Mazikim? Now, Rabchayim, there is a Rabchayim, and Reb Chaim on the Indian of in Zil Chazile Vavede about Zilas Jewish Vavodim. Jewish Bavodim, and the Raivet the says, the Raivet says that even though Avodim is Yukshli Kakois, but there is a difference between Karka and Avodim. This one Reb Chaim that discusses the Raivet, not the Rambam. You know, usually Reb Chaim discusses the Rambam. This is one Reb Chaim that discusses the Raivet. Completely, I mean, he mentions the Rambam also on the book, but the whole Reb Chaim deals with the Raivet. So the Raivet says, even though the Avodim is Ukshul Karkois, but there is a difference between an evident Karka. Karka, so the Aloch is, Gozlo Sode Vishot Finor, even though the Karka is not even bare, it's, you have a pool of water, no Karka. So, Imre Aresh Aloch Lefanech, there's the Mishnah in Agizl, Agizl Basra. Mashinkim Bavodim, so Gozlo Avodim Vizkinu Imre Aresh Aloch Lefanech, but Gozlo Avodim Umeitzu, he cannot say Aresh Aloch Lefanech. He can't say Lefanech.
That's right.
And many say that the Rambam is not even chelik. It's another question whether the Rambam is chelik or not. The Raivet says so beferish. And then he mentions a Rai. We see that even though Avod Mizush Likakois, Ligabi Yush, there is a difference. Gabi Karka, Gozl Karka, Vinishyasha, Bailin. So then it's still not Kenyan. But ba'avodim, there's the Gemara Eved Shenishbo in Gittin. Upadu, Lishim Achirin, Lishim Eved. So the Gemara says that Yush is affected by Kark. So we see that... What? Ba'avodim, I'm sorry, ba'avodim. So we see that even though the avodim is Ukshul Kakoi, but there is a difference. So Rav Chaim explains it. He says, what is the difference? There are two mechayvim of Zeile. One is Kinyan Zeile.